The Justice Department has decided to go ahead with a lawsuit against American Airlines over what the government calls predatory pricing. The Clinton administration filed the suit 2 years ago in an effort to protect startup airlines, but in April, a federal judge rejected all of the government's arguments and dismissed the case. Top antitrust lawyers, Republican and Democrat, are surprised that the Bush administration is appealing. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Robert Leighton, who was an antitrust expert in the Clinton Justice Department and is now at the Brookings Institution in Washington, says he found the decision to appeal surprising for a couple of reasons.
First, I think many observers expected the Bush administration to back off any aggressive predatory pricing cases. And second, the district court decision was very strongly worded. I thought that given the language of the opinion, the department would quit.
Turns out the top antitrust officials at the Bush Justice Department didn't participate in this decision. Solicitor General Theodore Olson's former law firm represented American Airlines, so Olson recused himself from the case. And the new head of the antitrust division, Charles James, also recused himself because his former law firm represented airlines on antitrust issues as well. That's not an unusual situation early in a new administration, according to Bill Baer, who headed the Federal Trade Commission's antitrust division from 1995 to 1999. He now heads the antitrust practice at the law firm of Arnold & Porter here in Washington.
I think it's unfortunate, but it's very typical of a changeover in administrations. The talented people the new administration brings in often are practicing antitrust lawyers, and they simply, as a matter of propriety and legal ethics, cannot and should not participate in matters where their firm may have been involved previously.
So in the American case, the decision to appeal was made by a career official of the Justice Department's antitrust division. It was approved by a deputy solicitor general, Paul Clement, who is a Bush appointee. Baer says there's at least one other high-profile case which top justice officials will likely sit out. That's the merger of United Airlines and US Air. Boston University Law School Dean Ron Kass, who used to sit on the U.S. International Trade Commission in the Reagan and earlier Bush administrations, says he's not expecting many more decisions like the predatory pricing appeal because top officials won't recuse themselves as time passes.
The top officials in the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission have signaled a real skepticism about this approach to antitrust law.
And you could argue, Bob Baer certainly does, that it's a good thing the government is appealing. He says we'll all be better off when an appellate panel of three federal judges definitively defines predatory behavior in antitrust cases. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.